Tuesday, 29th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. The New York Times reports that Zimbabwe's Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the prominent human rights activist Justina Mukoko could not be prosecuted for terrorism, now or in the future, because she herself had been terrorized when state security agents abducted and tortured her. In an interview with CNN, South African President Jacob Zuma says his country's diplomacy in Zimbabwe has had more success than the sanctions-driven response by Western countries. Zuma also rejected suggestions by CNN Christian Amanpour that the Southern African Development Community had failed to criticize, condemn, and insist that President Mugabe imposes and implements the power-sharing agreement with his opposition rivals. The Herald reports that in his address to the second Africa-South America summit, Robert Mugabe has urged the developing world to complete the fight for holistic independence by taking ownership of their resources. Kubatana notes that Mugabe, by acquiring at least 5 farms, is taking his own advice. Please let us know if an MDCT team comes your way, because according to an article in the Zimbabwe Independent, the MDC is setting up teams to consult people on whether the party should remain in the inclusive government or pull out. The teams will be led by the party's 12 National Standing Committee members, who will carry out consultations in the party's 12 provinces. Apparently, they're due to start on October 1st. According to News 24, Zimbabwe's moribund economy is slowly stirring. Trading resumed in February after the local currency was abandoned and a unity government was formed. Since then, the value of monthly trade is up 20-fold, though that's coming off a base of just $2.5 million. ZSC boss Emmanuel Munyuki said this still shows signs of at least cautious optimism in the country. According to News 24 in Johannesburg, Julius Malema is just as fast on the road as he is to open his mouth, and he does not believe in paying his speeding fines. The president of the ANC Youth League, renowned for his hard partying, love of fast cars, and glib comments, has notched up thousands of rands in unpaid speeding fines in the Johannesburg metro alone. His explanation? I only know revolution. I don't know anything about driving. AFP reports that at least 11 people were injured in Guinea on Monday when security forces baton-charged about 300 protesters who do not want junta leader Moussa Dadis Camara to run for election. According to the findings of the Kenya AIDS Indicator Survey released last week, multiple sexual partners, low condom use, and alcohol and drug abuse contribute to HIV infection. The Health Ministry in Uganda has launched a national campaign encouraging couples to test for HIV together. The campaign is dubbed Go Together, Know Together, Couple HIV Counseling and Testing. It follows research findings that showed a high incidence of HIV among married couples. In the newest HIV/AIDS study, conducted by various researchers from Oxford University, the Population Council of Ghana, and the Kenya Medical Research, they found how men who have sex with men have no safe access to relevant HIV/AIDS information. It was revealed that homophobia in the African region directly affects the fight against AIDS. The Midday Meal Scheme is the popular name for a school meal program in India. It involves provision of lunch free of cost to school children on all working days. The key objectives of the program are protecting children from classroom hunger, increasing school enrollment and attendance, improved socialization among children belonging to all castes, addressing malnutrition, and social empowerment through provision of employment to women. The success of this scheme is illustrated by the tremendous increase in the school participation and completion rates in the state of Tamil Nadu. The Telegraph UK says that Adolf Hitler's suicide in his Berlin bunker has been called into question after American researchers claimed that a bullet-punctured skull fragment, long believed to belong to the Nazi dictator, is in fact that of an unknown woman. According to the Times Online, President Barack Obama will travel to Copenhagen to support Chicago's bid to host the 2016 Olympic Games. A personal appearance by Obama, the first by a sitting U.S. president at an Olympic session, could potentially play a crucial role in swaying votes.